King Claudius began speaking in a powerful voice. "You know I loved my brother," he announced, "and I know you loved your king. We could mourn his death forever, but we must do what's best for the kingdom and move on. That is why I have taken Queen Gertrude as my wife. I know we have your best wishes, and I thank you for that." Hamlet scowled. My father had loved my mother deeply, he thought. It isn't right that she should marry so soon after his death. King Claudius deepened his voice. "I thought you all should know that the kingdom is in danger. Young Fortinbras of Norway plans to attack. He thinks we can be defeated easily now that the old king is dead, but he has not yet met the new king."
So Claudius thinks Denmark is about to be attacked by young Fortinbras of Norway. Let's see. I know that Norway is a small country near Denmark, and young Fortinbras must be its ruler or a leader of some sort. Back in the 1600s, when Hamlet was written, I think it was pretty common for one country to invade another and try to take over. Maybe that's part of why Gertrude married Claudius so quickly after the king died. Back then, men usually had all the power. Maybe Gertrude figured she needed a new husband right away to protect her and her country. Let's start again at the last full paragraph on page 11, where it says, "Hamlet saw his mother, the queen, smile at her new husband."
Hamlet saw his mother, the queen, smile proudly at her new husband. "He's half the man my father was," Hamlet muttered to himself. "How can she look at him that way?" While Hamlet was thinking these dark thoughts, everyone else was cheering. Claudius beamed and glanced across the room at Polonius,